You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Igniting Souls podcast, your host, Carrie Oberbrunner, episode 116. How to set fire to your business and brand. It is so good to be speaking with you again today. I just got back from a whirlwind Midwest tour. There was some speaking, there was some fun, and I'll share more about that. But let's get right into the content because I am here to serve you today. I want to give you some value. Look, if you've hung around us for any length of time, the Igniting Souls tribe, you know that we shut everything down once a year. We put all the staff, all the time, all the energy, all the resources around one single event. And we really spend a lot of time thinking about what do people need? What theme, what topic is going to shift things for them personally and professionally. And we begin this process way early in the year, like first month, all right? First month, January, we are already thinking about October. And it is my deep pleasure to reveal the theme for this year. And then I'm going to unpack it. I'm really going to share with you today three steps that I believe can help set your business and brand on fire. So first of all, let me tell you the theme. The theme literally this year for the Igniting Souls Conference, October 20th and 21st, is set fire to your business and brand. Now, when we first mentioned that as a team, we got a little bit of pushback. And the pushback was, well, you know, are we talking about burning down our businesses and brands? I mean, fire is not always a good thing, right? There's firefighters and there's people who want to put out fires, and fire can be destructive. And then again, great thinking, great pushback. But then we began to think about all the benefits of fire and how without fire, we wouldn't have any vehicles because combustion happens in engines, right? If we didn't have fire, we wouldn't have heat. If we didn't have fire, we wouldn't have a lot of metals that are needed. All kinds of things are essentially produced or refined from fire. Fire is essential. Without fire, our entire world would shut down almost immediately. It's incredibly important, and it has been since the beginning of time. So on the podcast today, whether or not you're coming, I want to give you a front row seat and tell you why we picked this theme, and more importantly, the three steps to set your business or brand on fire, because I want to make sure you get this. I know that if you can take it, apply it, and integrate it into your daily life, you'll experience some incredible results. And in fact, if you ever say, well, I want to hear about those results. I want to see for myself, you know, what this is all about. Look, I encourage you to go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Just click stories. And these are unfiltered stories that are sent in by people who've taken what I'm about to share, all different industries, all different backgrounds. They've taken it, applied it, and they share the exact results they're getting. And I think it's cool. I really have always loved hearing people's quick stories about this before and after. Because, look, I'm kind of one of those weird guys who anytime I hear a before and after story, I get excited. I mean, whether it's in the faith community like baptism, whether it's exercising plans, I love hearing those. I love business stories. I love to hear a story about someone who struggled, who came in maybe with some confusion, and then they left with clarity, and now they're crushing it. That just pumps me up. And we have several dozen of those on the IgnitingSoulsConference.com page. Again, male, female, all different types of ethnicities, geographies, and I think more than anything, it'll thrill you and help you think, you know what, if these people did it, why can't I? And that is my question. Why can't you? So let's jump right in and let's talk about fire, because it was just July 4th around here. Maybe it's not July 4th now that you're listening, but I love fireworks. I love that whole concept of souls on fire. And so let's unpack this concept now. So first and foremost, you gotta realize that fire is an unstoppable force. It can take life or it can give it. It can inflict pain or initiate healing. It all depends upon the person wielding the fire. And this year, for two straight days at Igniting Souls Conference, we're going to show people how to discover all about setting fire to their business and brand, and why, so that they can increase their influence, impact, and income. So we identified three steps, and I'm going to tell you those, and then I'm going to unpack them. And this is what we've seen people go through. This is the process. If you say, Carrie, what's the process, right? What's the framework? Okay, here it is. Number one, feel the fire. This is where every single person begins. They begin with feeling the fire. Now, what does that mean? Well, in the first phase, fire is a negative. In other words, all you see in the beginning is yourself. I mean, this is true. When we are in pain, all we see is ourselves. And we feel the fire and we feel the heat from our own fiery trials. And the majority of people stay here forever, unfortunately. This is where they stay stuck. But not everybody. In fact, that's the cool promise, is that if you can move past this phase, that's where the magic begins to happen. But it all starts with feeling the fire. And you have to realize, folks, if you are in the fire right now, you feel it, you sense it, it's not fun. I just want to encourage you, on the other side is your breakthrough. All it takes is one decision, one moment, and you can literally be on the other side of feeling the fire. And here's the little promise. Many times, in fact, most often, we have to go all the way back to the beginning, the Stoics, and there was a concept by Marcus Aurelius that basically said that the obstacle is the way. There's a gentleman named Ryan Holiday who's kind of popularized that for today's generation, but it's actually a very ancient concept, and it is that the obstacle is the way. Translation, you aren't going to go on to the next phase until you overcome this obstacle. It is the path of your redemption. It is the path of your salvation. It is the path of your transformation. You need to go through it, though. You can't escape it. You can't tell the teacher, you know what? I don't want to take this class. I'm done. No, it's a prerequisite. It's necessary to graduate to the next step, the next level. And when you reach that next level, things really begin to open up. This brings us to the second phase. So again, first you feel the fire. Next, once you've overcome the fire personally, once you've realized that the obstacle is the way, suddenly you go from looking what? Inward, only at your pain, and you begin to look outward. You begin to move from, instead of your pain, you move to others' needs. Others' needs. You go from feeling the fire to seeing the fire. Suddenly, the world opens up to you. And you realize, you know what? Hey, I'm not alone. This wasn't just a unique thing that I went through. And now that I've experienced a little bit of progress, a little bit of solution-based thinking. Now that I've discovered some answers, okay, now you have some value to give to others. And again, most people never even get here. Most people stay stuck forever, just feeling the fire. And that is so not cool. You are not created just to experience pain. In fact, you were experienced to leverage that pain into potential, into pleasure, into productivity, you name it. So you go from feeling the fire to seeing the fire. Let me read a little bit about this. This is when you look outward, you now see others in need. Their struggle feels strangely familiar. Your former pain will become their future cure. Let me say that again. Your former pain will become their future cure. What do I mean by this? Look, there's people in our tribe. One's name is Laura, right? Laura is from Wisconsin. Her and her husband lost one of their kids. So they didn't just sit there and say, oh, you know, we had to bury our child and, you know, this is so bad and we're just stuck here forever. Of course they felt their pain. Of course it was traumatic. But now they've opened up their minds. They've opened up their hearts to realize this is actually happening to other people. And as a result, Laura and her husband see the fire. And as a result, they've taken the traumatic thing that they went through, broken it down into steps. We call this a framework. And now they're offering these steps to others. And people are running toward it. She just got done doing an online summit for these people. Another gentleman named Cardiff. Cardiff wanted to spend time with his daughter rather than spend time away from his daughter. So rather than make his entrepreneurial efforts his side hobby, he said, how can I integrate what I'm doing with my daughter? So guess what he did? He created something called the Tide Turner for Kids. So he has a book called Tide Turners for Adults, but he took the concept and he created what's called a summer sizzler. And as a result, all kinds of kids from around the world are going through this. And now his daughter and his relationship is strengthening as they're doing something together. In other words, he first had to feel the fire. Oh, junk, right? My daughter and me, we're growing apart. If I keep investing in my entrepreneurial efforts, it's going to pull me away from my family. I don't want that to happen. So he felt the fire. Then he saw the fire and he said, other people are experiencing the same pull and it's not healthy. That moves us to our third and final stage. And again, this is the classic journey that every single business and brand must take. That's why I'm so passionate about it. That's why we've built an entire 2 days around it to then not only teach you this process, but then help you build products and services, messaging, branding, video, vlogging, everything you need to wrap a business around this unique framework that is specific to you and your situation. Every single product and service needs to follow this path, this fire walk, if you will, the fire walk. In fact, that's what we've called it, the fire walk. Let's go to the next and final phase, which is be the fire. So again, it's feel the fire, where your focus is naturally on your pain. Your direction is inward. Then you move to see the fire, where your focus becomes other people's needs. We call that others' needs, not your pain, others' needs. Your direction here goes outward. Then you move to the third phase, which is so critical. And again, less and less people go to each phase. Everybody's in Feel the Fire, you know, tons and tons of people. Some make it to see the fire, but very few make it to be the fire, where their focus becomes their solution. Okay, so you go from your pain to others' needs to their solution. You move from inward to outward to upward. You start recognizing that you weren't here just put by accident. You were here created with a divine destiny. God wants you to alleviate other people's suffering. He wants you to increase their engagement in life, their enthusiasm in life. And as a result, you move into this phase called Be the Fire, where this is where things get exciting. Let me read a little bit about this. Be the Fire, by leveraging our hurts into a helpful framework, we open a new way and a new world. Through serving and storytelling, i.e. sales and marketing, did you catch that? Through serving and storytelling, which we define as, actually the world defines that as selling and marketing. We call it selling is serving and marketing is storytelling. People embrace the solution and experience success. We set fire to our business and brand. So let me read that again. By leveraging our hurts, did you catch that? You leverage your hurts into a helpful framework. A framework is just simple steps that provide a solution for someone. We open up a new way and a new world. Through serving and storytelling, people embrace the solution and experience success. As we show up filled up, we set fire to our business and brand. I am absolutely thrilled to bring this conference to the world. Cannot wait. In fact, we are today 88% full toward a sellout, and it's July 10th, and this isn't until October 21st and 22nd. That's crazy. I mean, super early bird is right now. Ends on Friday, July 14th, and it goes up, and we want to reward the early action takers. And as a result, we are 88% full. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Because thousands and thousands of people listen to the podcast, and even more people subscribe to our newsletter. And as a result, we are going to be sending this out today, right? Actually, today or tomorrow. And as a result, it's going to reach all kinds of people all over the world. And I literally want you to consider, just like so many of those stories that I mentioned, the link, every single person said, I wasn't going to come. I didn't know anybody. I knew it was a long way from home. I knew it was an investment of time and money. I knew it was, a unique setting that I wasn't comfortable with. It was outside, my normal routine. I mean, blah, 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 blah. And every single person who came last year, it was a different theme, by the way. We do a different theme every single year. Last year, the theme was becoming unhackable. We've had different themes before that, level up. We've had different themes about your moonshot. Every single year is different. And this year, we've invested so many man and woman hours into creating a killer, killer event. We've brought in special speakers, more than we've ever had in the past, who are extreme experts at their particular lane. Let me tell you a little bit about the speakers. I think you'll be excited. Even if you don't come, you want to pay attention to these people because each one of them brings a tremendous skill set. In fact, this is what we wanted to do. We know it's an investment of time and money, but it's not an expense. No one who came last year spent time and money. In fact, they said, if I wouldn't have been at the Igniting Souls conference, it would have cost me years of my life and tens of thousands of dollars. One gentleman even said that he took what he applied and within the first month got an ROI, return on investment, that was 10 times what he invested in just the ticket, the travel, the days off, etc. In other words, for him, he already gained back 10x in the first 30 days. That is our goal. Our goal is not to just get you in a room and dance and rah, 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 and pump you up. And No. Every one of our events, you walk in the door, sure, you connect with people at your round table. You instantly become family and friends. We're not this weird cult type thing. We actually care about people. You build relationships that you'll continue on for the rest of your life. Some people, in fact, there was a group of women who came last year, and get this, I looked up after one session and I saw a group of women standing kind of in a circle chatting. And I looked at my schedule and I thought, I wonder what they're doing. We didn't have this on the schedule, but I thought, this is cool. This is super cool. All those women from all these different countries standing in a circle chatting. I learned later that they had formed a group. And a few months ago, they actually created an online speaker summit from all over the world that basically honors women and encourages women business leaders. And I was just blown away. I was like, this is so cool. Other people have gone on to create partnerships, collaborations. The people in the room, they come from Egypt, Israel, Scotland, Australia, the UK, Africa, you know, Asia, South America, tons of Canadians. It is crazy. I mean, it is not a big conference on purpose. We literally book a venue that will not hold tens of thousands of people. Why? Because that's not our feel. Our feel is you come in and you are at round tables and you do some cool little exercises that the speakers basically challenge you from the stage, and you have time to actually write in your workbook, and you leave with a map for the next year on actionable items that you can do literally the next day. It is the craziest, coolest conference. I encourage you, if you have any draw, if so there's something stirring inside you that says, you know what, maybe I just need to go to the website. Maybe I need to watch a few stories. Maybe I need to look at the schedule. In fact, we don't hide anything. We put all the speakers, all the schedules, all the descriptions, all the deliverables. We include four of your meals. We have hotel discounts. Anyone who essentially registers gets lifetime access to my private coaching group, where every single day I'm in there answering questions, literally physically, okay? Folks, we want to over-deliver. In fact, that's our commitment, to over-deliver what we give every single person who registers. So let me talk briefly about who's coming and what you're going to get. I'm super excited. So let me share this with you. So we do have a pre-con day, and the pre-con day is for essentially, it's a bonus day. Certain people can come based on if they are one of our team members or authors, that type of thing. But the conference officially starts off on Saturday morning. And again, we made it on the weekend because we know some people really can't take off from their day jobs during the week. So again, everything is built around your convenience. But I start out at 8:30 a.m. with how to tell your creation story. Every brand that's sticky has a sticky story, and it's a creation story. And you know some of these. They come to your subconscious mind the moment I talk about a brand like Spanx or Apple or McDonald's, you name it, the brands that we know, Walt Disney, right? These brands all have a sticky story and what they've been able to do. Even Papa John's Pizza, okay? You may not know the story, but subconsciously you do. And it's the story that we buy. We buy the story because these brands are genius. They're not billion-dollar and million-dollar brands by accident. They've learned how to leverage their story. Well, here's the truth. You have a story. You have a creation story that you probably aren't even aware of, and you certainly aren't leveraging it to the way that you could be. And in this first session, right out of the gate, and by the way, everything's chronological, everything's sequential, this is intentional. We start with the first session on purpose because every other session builds upon the previous one. So then at 10:15, you're going to get Mike Kim, my buddy who is hired by crazy big brands. I mean, to hire Mike as a corporate entity for 2 days is $20,000. Why? Because he comes in and he teaches you how to write marketing copy that sells like wildfire. Don't even think that you can do a webinar, you can do a sales page, you can do a website, you can even send out an email without understanding the finer points of what's called sales copy. You might not like it, you might think it's spammy or salesy, but the real sales copy that's working isn't. It sounds like you're talking to a friend. And that's why people buy. And there's a science and an art to it. And Mike Kim is going to come in. And even his one session alone is worth the price of admission. Then at 1 p.m., by the way, we have a lunch break. It's paid for. It's fantastic. All of our food is incredible quality. We actually hire a restaurant right next door to the conference center. They come in. It's fantastic. But at 1 p.m., Brian Dixon, who's helped crazy big brands all over the country, I could name drop all the time, but I don't want to. It would take too long. But Brian's going to come in and teach you how to create your first four products. Your first four products, even if you don't even have a website and you can create them in 4 hours or less. This isn't hype. This isn't hyperbole. This is proven reality. This is Brian actually teaching you from his toolbox what he uses and does on a regular basis. You don't need a website. You don't need a shopping cart. You don't need all the things that you think are stopping you. In fact, if you say, oh, I'm a business, and you say, well, in fact, I have an online business, if you don't have the ability to receive money and deliver a product or service, you're not a business. And so many times I meet authors, coaches, speakers, entrepreneurs who say, oh yeah, I have a business or I have an online business. And even if people had money and wanted to give it to them, they couldn't because they're not optimized for that. And as a result, that's why they're broke. Well, Brian's going to show you how to remove all the excuses and literally in that session, how to create four products. Again, worth the price of admission, that one single session. We're just getting started. We haven't even gone into day two yet. We're still at day one, 2:45 p.m. My business partner, David Branderhorst, look, he's going to teach you how to create an irresistible offer. How come some people can get others to move, others to take action, others to invest in their products and services and programs? It's because they create an irresistible offer. In fact, so many times I meet people who are just starting, or even they've been in the business for quite some time, and they give very little thinking to their offer. That is incredibly foolish to skip that vital component, which is creating an irresistible offer. Don't spend time, developing this killer book, killer coaching program, killer service, killer product. And then what happens? I have to create an offer. No, David's going to talk to you about pricing, about structure, about bonus offers. He's going to teach about creating urgency, creating scarcity, creating guarantees. This is all a psychology that most of us never even grew up with, and David is a master at it. Then after that almost crazy full day, we're going to take a dinner break, and people are going to just be able to hang out with people from their table or other people that they see at the conference that they want to meet with. And so much magic happens over those dinner sessions that we give you plenty of time for it. And then you're going to come back, and Dean, my buddy Dean, is going to speak on how to overcome your adversaries. And trust me, you have some. So this is Dean Fulks, F-U-L-K-S, Fulks. And that dude is awesome. Dean is a leader of a nonprofit organization that has multiplied many times over. It's one of the fastest growing in the Midwest, in the nation. And Dean knows all about adversaries. And if you think you don't have any, you're fooling yourself. And if you think you can just forgive them or ignore them or reciprocate hatred, you're wrong. There's actually a framework he's going to teach you, and he's going to show you how to tap into a power source that is much stronger than your struggle. Look, I had haters early on, and I'm convinced that haters come many times before we have a major, major breakthrough. They kind of come out of the darkness, try to discourage us, try to make us feel disillusioned or depressed. This is a pattern. You look at history, you look at government, you look at faith. Every time before there was a big, big breakthrough, it seems like discouragement came. Adversaries took up arms. And unless you understand how to overcome them, you're going to not have as much influence, impact, or income as you were created to have. That's the first day. That's day one. Again, we had a pre-con day for certain individuals, but that's conference day one. People will stay up, people go to bed early, whatever. A lot of cool stuff happens. But then Sunday morning we get up and you meet the man who was my personal coach for over a decade, the guy who took me from being a struggling, stuttering self-injurer and really invested in me and showed me a path and a plan and a process to become who I was born to be. His name's Chet Scott, amazing guy from Built to Lead. And love him to death. Work out with him still 3 times a week. But this is an optional, what we call core workout. Even if you don't want to come and work out physically, people show up just because of the talk Chet gives afterwards. It's crazy good. But we give you plenty of time so you can work out all different levels. There's no competition. But he's gonna really inflict some acute pain on purpose. Again, you can watch, but then he gives a talk afterwards, and it is so inspiring. Then at 8:30, by the way, we do breakfast both days. I didn't even mention that. That's included as well. Great breakfast. But then at 8:30, I'm going to do a session with some special guests on how to earn income with your book, brand, and business. So this is where I literally show you how I went pro with my passion. I want you to walk away with freedom, finances, and fulfillment, where you realize that you no longer have to trade dollars for hours. And many, many of us listening right now are very familiar with passive income, but we have no idea how to create a lifestyle business, one that morphs and fits, just like my wife and I have created. My wife and I are, quote, stay-at-home parents, yet she has a counseling practice that she does about 10 hours a week. I have a crazy cool global business that I do from home. We just came back from Chicago and Wisconsin and Michigan with an extended break, investing in our family, reconnecting with old friends. It was awesome. And we can do that any time we want because of the lifestyle business we've created. It takes some changing. It takes some rethinking, some retooling. And I'm going to show you the exact process I use to make that possible. Again, this is the conference. This is the event that you need to be at. It's not an expense. It's an investment in the life that you want. Then Dexter Godfrey comes. This man is on fire. He is unbelievable. He is a genius at speaking. And he's going to talk and teach and train and give us tools and tactics about how to ignite your audience to action. He's going to talk about, for all those who have little fears, even fears that we won't admit, about getting behind a microphone or under a spotlight or on a stage. And he's going to teach us to stop trying to be carbon copies of everybody else. You know, the speakers out there that we think are the best, that we need to emulate, that we try to copy. He's going to show you how that is probably a recipe for your own undoing. It's a recipe for failure to try to be like everybody else. Instead, he's going to teach you how to wield your words with clarity, competence, and confidence so that you can ignite your audience to action. Every time Dexter speaks, people rush up afterwards. They rush to buy his books. They rush to get his autograph. They rush to share their own story and how his story of overcoming so many things inspired them. Dexter knows this skill called speaking, called stage presence. And even if you're an introvert like me, even if you are not normally rushing to the microphone or the spotlight, I've learned how to really embrace that, how to actually love it, learn to love it, and learn to leverage it, because that's what the best people in this industry have learned, how to leverage the stage, even if it's not the most comfortable place for them, by being natural. And Dexter's going to show you how to do that. Then we take another lunch break again, included in your ticket. We try to make this so ridiculously no-brainer. And that's why 88% of our tickets are already gone, you know, before the super early bird even ends. And I'll tell you what, most of those tickets were bought by alumni that on the day, the last day, they say, I'm absolutely coming back. And right then and there, you know, we have about 50% of the tickets that, boom, they go before the event's even done because people love it so much. But then Amy Schmidauer's coming back by popular demand. This girl is on fire. This girl wanted to do a book. She's a YouTuber star. She's had over 3 million views. Tony Robbins just hired her, just brought her in to teach his business mastery class on how to do vlogging. That's like video blogging put together, if you're not sure what that word means. She's a rock star. She has been at every major business conference as a keynote speaker, many times get standing ovations. She was just featured in Inc. magazine with her Author Academy Elite book, which I was so honored that we were able to help her publish it, write, publish, and market it. In fact, she's still a number one bestseller today, even though her book released in January. Go on Amazon, go type in the word vlog, V-L-O-G. She owns the category, meaning she's the book that comes up first. She's defined a new space. She's coming and she's going to teach us how to vlog like a boss. And she's going to give us strategies and tactics and successful frameworks on how to just pick up our dumb little smartphone and turn it into this channel that even though we're like, oh, I could never do that. And look, people are crushing it. In fact, social media is rewarding video because they know it creates more engagement. And so if you are only doing text, text blog, text posts, text tweets, you are missing a huge demographic. In fact, social media is dinging you and not helping you as much as you could be if you're not utilizing video. We're going to talk all about that. In fact, we're going to do more than talk about it. She's going to show you how to do it. Again, each one of these sessions is worth 10 times the cost to come in, and we're doing two full days of it. Then at 2:45, David and I are going to come in and joint teach the final session called How to Set Fire to Your Business and Brand. We are going to give you a 365-day map. A 365-day map for setting fire to your business and brand long after the conference is over. We're going to show you what we use to, in the last 5 years, create multiple global brands that are just growing exponentially every single year. I mean, I remember being so scared in a parking lot in Panera, looking at David in 2011, 12-ish. Now, let me think here. Probably 2011 and 2012, and saying, David, I could never, ever replace my income, much less pay you. I could never leave my day job. I've never taken a business class. I've never taken a marketing class. Why would anyone buy from me? I don't know anything. I have a doctorate in teaching Bible stories. You know, what is anyone going to want from me? Blah, 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 blah. Self-limiting belief, self-sabotage, arguing for which I didn't want. And look today. Today, 5 years later, amazing. Now, did God open doors? Yeah. Did I walk through them? No, I ran through them. I busted down the doors. In other words, folks, stop blaming God and saying, well, you know, God hasn't told me I should do this, and maybe blah, 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 blah. It's fear, 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 scared, scared, scared. Get a ticket for the Igniting Souls Conference if you haven't already got one. Start taking action and stop arguing for that which you don't want and then sitting back and being miserable and, you know, being angry. In fact, this is interesting. If you have this subtle anger inside you, I get it. I've been there. But anger always results from a blocked goal. Let me say that again. If you have anger inside, the anger is coming from a blocked goal. How do I know this? Because I went to counseling. Because I did 30 hours of grad school in a counseling degree program. Because my wife is a counselor, right? I know a little bit about the mind. And all I'm saying is, when you and I get angry and frustrated and have that going through our veins and our bloodstream and the cortisol's being created day in and day out and the disengagement and the numbing of the pain and the coping mechanisms and the chronic pain and the subtle socially acceptable addictions like emotional eating and Netflix binging. I know I'm speaking to a lot of us right now, but it's because I care. All I'm saying is you were created for more. You were created for more. You were created to be a soul on fire. Ferdinand Foch said that's the most powerful weapon on earth. Another gentleman said that the glory of God is a man or woman fully alive. This is your moment. You are not listening to this by accident. You are listening to it because it was prepared for you. I want to see your face at Igniting Souls Conference. I want to give you a hug or a handshake if you don't want a hug. It's all good. I can do both. But I just want to welcome you in and say, you know what? You're home. You're at the right place. You're part of a tribe that loves you and cares for you. This is your time. This is your moment. Now, you might say, Carrie, well, gee, you're 88% full. Aren't you scared that, you know, you press publish and you're going to be full. We probably will be, but I want you to be there. And that's why I've devoted an entire episode to teach you all about feeling the fire and seeing the fire and being the fire. And guess what? We don't record these sessions and sell them. And why? People say that all the time. Why? Carrie, why don't you just sell a ticket? You can make a lot more money if you had an online or virtual seat. Sure, we could. We don't want to. We know something magic happens when you're in the room. We know the community, the connection, the camaraderie that happens. We also know that you are the center of the attention. We don't want to be focusing on cameras and sound and, hey, move out of the way so we can catch an angle here, right? We don't want to be doing all that and then selling this. You are the star at the conference, and we treat you that way. And as a result, we put everything else aside and invest in you because we know you came from a very long way, even if you're just across town. Last year, Stuart and Amy and William came all the way from Australia. Stuart took 25 hours worth of flights. When somebody does that, I suddenly have an immediate dose of respect for them. Why? Because people right across town, people right across the street don't even come. But someone hops on a plane 25 hours because they say yes to themselves. They got my attention. Trust me. They got my respect. They immediately get my full attention and investment because I believe in them. Because I know that those are the signs of someone who's truly great. Not someone who says, well, you know, I have to cross the street to get to your event, so I'm not coming. Look, I want you there. I know what it's going to do for you. If you have any questions, shoot support@carrieoberbrunner.com an email. But again, all the details are at ignitingsoulsconference.com. The speakers, the bios, the schedule, the testimonies, the stories. That is the place where the party's going to be. It's unlike any other event. I purposely don't shell out, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring certain speakers on who don't care. Every single speaker cares about you. Every single speaker is told, do not sell anyone anything at the event. Like, seriously, I have that talk with them. This is not a pitch fest. Come and come and come and here and here and here and buy this, buy this, buy this. We are going to invest in you, and we are going to give you a map, a plan, a process, and we're going to help you become a soul on fire and then set your business and brand on fire. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. I believe in you. I'll see you very soon.